Welcome back to the Sunday Morning Playground. Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, online at WTK.com. Follow us all on Twitter at WTKA_Playground. You can follow me at SamWeb77. Jay-Z, where they follow you at?
Amy_Cloud7.
Okay, and Babs, where they follow you at?
The Miz on Air.
Okay, fair enough. Follow us all there. Also, you can follow me at Michael Spath, ITH. College basketball yesterday, a lot of upsets in the world of college basketball. Even though they're not ranked, Clemson knocked off Louisville. Clemson was number 25, knocked off Louisville, 74-69. Is it finally time to just kind of put Louisville, you know, in a box and just bury it in the backyard? Is it finally time to do that now?
No, they still got some good players. It's more of... they're missing somebody. I don't know. He's making everyone thirsty in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Chocula, Ricky P.
Yeah. number 5 ranked Xavier was upset by Providence, 81-72. As mentioned earlier, North Carolina, one of the blue bloods, quote, so to speak, loses to Virginia. The number 8 ranked Virginia Cavaliers knocks off the number 12 ranked North Carolina Tar Heels, 61-49. Arizona goes to Colorado, and Colorado has won two, have beaten both Arizona and Arizona State, their own home floor, in back-to-back games. Colorado wins 80-77. Jay-Z's other team from last year, Purdue, knocks off Nebraska at home, 74-62. They'll be here at in Ann Arbor on Tuesday, 9 o'clock tip-off. You can hear at 8:30 on W4 Country. LSU upsets Texas A&M on the road, 69-68. That definitely helps out Michigan in the best way possible after losing neutral site to LSU, seeing them knock off a top 15 opponent in Texas A&M.
Did you see that finish, by the way?
Yeah, I did not awesome. Get a
it
chance
It was incredible. So LSU's down 5 with, I believe, 20 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
So they come up the court. Guy chucks up a 35-footer, hits it. And then I think A&M, I only saw the highlights, but I think A&M must have missed like a free throw or something. So
they
LSU
did.
Comes back down and dribbles across the timeline. They're by the bench, takes about another 35-footer, double-teamed, and hits it. And that's how LSU, I think he hit it with like 0.3 seconds left.
Wow.
It was probably one of the best finishes I've seen just because they literally chucked it from almost half court both times.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, good I wasn't stuff. Happy about that. A&M's my real second team. You know, I don't believe they're a top 5 team. Obviously, like I said, my number 1 team, Michigan, that helps them out by losing. Yes, it was a crazy finish, though.
Seton Hall, number 21 in the nation, knocks off Butler, 90-87. Kansas State drops one to Texas Tech, the number 18 team in the nation, 74-58 at home. Arkansas, surprisingly, in the top 25. They probably won't become this upcoming next poll, losing on the road to Auburn, 88-77.
Yeah, I see Auburn maybe taking their spot in the top 25.
I agree. 14-1 on the year. Arkansas 11-4. Probably the biggest matchup in the Big 12 yesterday was number 7 Oklahoma, number 6 West Virginia, in a battle of the freshmen versus. I can't remember who the head coach for West
Huggins?
Virginia is.
Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear, that's right. And Huggy Bear comes on top, 89-76. Oklahoma, that's just their second loss on the year. They probably won't fall that far, probably just like to 8 or 9. They played really well, Oklahoma. Villanova will probably take the number 2 spot. They knocked off Marquette 100-90. Like I said earlier, Duke gets upset by NC State on the road, 96-85. Tennessee, they're in the top 25. They knock off Kentucky at home, 76-65. Kansas finally snapping a stretch of struggles as they knocked off TCU on the road, 88-84. And who can forget the Zags? Who can forget Gonzaga? Number 19 ranked Gonzaga knocks off Loyola Marymount, 85-66. Just seems like Gonzaga and UNC just can't seem to get they're having the hangover that they had from the last year's national championship game. Michigan State will play Ohio State today as the number 1 team. Do you see any struggles with Michigan State knocking off Ohio State?
No.
Okay. I don't think so. All right. With that being said, we segue to our favorite segment of the show, which is Win Us and Lose Us. We obviously go around the room and apparently also through the glass as well, where we decide our weekly winner and loser. Can't have the same one. So we'll start off with Jacob, your winner.
We're going to stay on college basketball a little bit. Going to go with unranked teams are the big winner. I believe it was 7 unranked teams beat ranked opponents yesterday alone. And there's obviously the potential for that today as well. We're starting to get into the chaos. We're starting to get into the conference schedule. And it, excuse me. And it's starting to get interesting.
No excuses.
March is going to be fun. And I'm actually going the first weekend, so I'm really excited because they're having tournament games at LCA. So get ready for some madness. It's already starting here as we're in the new year.
We'll be doing live remotes there. Jacob Abbott will be there. He'll be signing autographs, kissing babies, shaking hands. And your loser.
All right, my loser, and this is phenomenal. I'm sure you guys saw it. Everyone on Twitter had to have. Cleveland Browns are the big loser here.
What?
some of their fans hosting the 0-16 parade, making their own custom floats with their custom signs. And it was probably the greatest thing that I've seen a fan base ever do for their team. Just phenomenal. I loved it. And only the Cleveland Browns as well. I mean, that's
are the fans
tremendous.
Are the fans the losers, or is that one lineman who said that you shouldn't be having a parade because we lost all 16 games a loser? Which one is it, though?
It's that entire franchise, and it's that poor, sorry fan base that cheers them on every week. Everyone associated with it. They are the losers this week.
But they've got two top 10 picks.
Top 4, yeah.
That won't turn into much, probably.
Well.
I mean, that's just been the narrative lately.
We'll just add another name to the
QB list.
The QB quarterback jersey that they have going mm-hmm. on. That thing has probably got a tail that's dragging on the ground right now.
Oh, yeah, literally. I think there's 30 different names that someone had on, so.
Keep forgetting about Couch as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
All right, Jay-Z, your winner.
My winner has to go kind of piggyback off your loser. It's Johnny Manziel, A&M guy. He's not been on Instagram for about 7 months now, and he was the actual last winning quarterback when the Browns won a game.
Wow.
Do you remember that?
2015 December, right? Somewhere around there?
Well, no, because it would have had to have been last season because they went 1-15 last year. I don't know who it was, though. Well, but
I thought they won earlier in the year. Whatever.
Either way.
Johnny Manziel's my winner because he was trolling the Browns and their fans because he had the money, you know, the thing that he always does.
Money team.
And then he says he's coming back next year. Browns might need him back.
Get it.
All right, Jay-Z, and your loser.
I'm going to go Reggie Lynch, senior, scoring about 10 points, 8 rebounds for Minnesota. He was suspended. This is not his first time he's been in trouble. I don't think we'll see him back on Minnesota. His coach is Richard, right?
Yeah, like father, like son.
Exactly. So, obviously, this happened, this whatever this thing is that happened in April of 2016, but they didn't suspend him till January of 2018. Obviously, things need to be changed. I don't think it's Richard as much as obviously this is stuff comes to light, and you have to do it now, and you should do it before a season and a half goes by. All right, Miz,
I'm going to go with a women's basketball player by the name of Shaquayla Hill. Records the 4th ever Division I women's quadruple-double. Scoring 15, going 15, 10, 10, and 10. That hasn't happened since 1993 when a Mississippi Valley State player did it. Only one in the men's, by the way. I had no idea there was only one for the men. I would have thought there would have been more, but that just tells you that anything is possible when it comes to women's hoops. So Grambling State's Shaquayla Hill with her quadruple-double in a game earlier this week is my winner.
And your loser.
My loser has got to go to the... I'm probably going to say the Jacksonville Jaguars in this one. If you're limiting the Bills Mafia to not allowing them to bring their table, to buy tables down there, because, I mean, really, that's really the only thing people are going to be watching when it comes to this game today is people want to see what Bills Mafia is going to do. I mean, there's already a video on Barstool Sports that I retweeted out of basically the two items that any Bills Mafia member needs. It's a bottle of whiskey and a table. And this man is standing on a car just howling like the Bills Mafia member that he should be. We're just waiting for him to set a table up, light it on fire, ECW style, just see how things go. But
Axel Rotten version, like Axel Rotten on top of New Jack.
Exactly. Look that up. New Jack, yep. If you don't know, I know what you're talking about. Awesome. I know exactly what you're talking about. People need to.
Jacob, don't.
Yeah, WWE Network. Look that stuff up. With that being said, we are going to get on out of here a little early. Jacob, you're probably going to throw some PSAs in so that we can hit 11:30 on the dot. Coming up at 11:30, we do have an interview that Ira Weintraub sat down with Kim Barnes-Rico Wednesday before the women's basketball team made their trip to Wisconsin, where they got her 124th victory, the most wins for a Michigan women's basketball head coach. And then at 11:45, it's the pregame. Michigan welcomes the number 10 ranked Ohio State Buckeyes to the Chrysler Center. Crash the Chrysler, folks. Get on out there and support the women's basketball team as they try and knock off the Buckeyes.
They will.
Exactly. We're putting it out there right now. We will talk to you all next Sunday. Hopefully, Tonio comes back from wherever the hell he was at. Is he still down in Australia? Did he find his passport?
Last I heard.
Okay, so maybe he's still down there. Maybe we'll have Alex come back.
Hey, Dingo ate my baby.
Dingo ate my baby. You've been listening to the Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket. Enjoy your Sunday.